Last month, a Canadian court upheld a practice that has provoked some soul-searching in a country that boasts of tolerance and respect for legal rights. It involves the use of so-called security certificates, legal instruments that allow authorities to detain and possibly deport non-citizens who are deemed security risks. Those detained can be held without charge for unlimited periods on evidence that even their lawyers are not allowed to see. As Richard Reynolds reports from Toronto, Canadian authorities describe the practice as a necessary evil, while others criticize it as a flagrant abuse of power.
Adil Jakari came to Canada in 1998 as a refugee from Morocco. He was living in Montreal working in a pizzeria when he was arrested in 2003. He is still in jail being held in solitary confinement. Charcoui is one of six men currently being held on so-called security certificates. International human rights groups have criticized their detention. Human Rights Watch said it ran counter to Canada's tradition of civil libertarianism. Canadian protesters have also taken up the cry. Recently, a group gathered in front of the Toronto headquarters of Canada's Secret Service on a windy 5-degree day. Matthew Behrens is the leader of the campaign to stop secret trials.
There's five Muslim men who collectively have been held almost 15 years behind Canadian prison bars without charge, without bail, on secret evidence which neither they nor their lawyers are allowed to see.
Canadian media reported that the Canadian Security and Intelligence Service claimed in court documents that Charcoui is an Al-Qaeda sleeper agent. But the only evidence they quoted in the brief were media reports from France and Morocco. Charcoui is one of five Muslims currently being held. They are all accused by CSIS of being associated with various terrorist groups. All are refugee claimants from Muslim countries. One has been in prison for almost 4 years, most of that time in solitary confinement. All the men deny links to terrorism. As Kent Roach, a law professor at the University of Toronto, explains, these security certificates were created in 1991 to identify threats to national security.
What it does is it allows ministers of the Crown to designate a non-citizen a security threat.
27 security certificates have been issued since their creation. Canada insists it will not deport someone to a country that condones torture, but it has deported men back to countries such as Egypt and Pakistan, and those detained have been held for up to 6 years. Protester Matthew Behrens.
That you can hold someone for 3.5 years in solitary confinement on secret evidence, and at the end of that process threaten to deport them to a country where you know they face a substantial risk of torture or worse, is absolutely criminal.
The major complaint of people like Behrens is that even the lawyer for the accused is not able to see the evidence, which makes it difficult to mount any kind of defense. The judge does review all the information in secret, but critics say the judges are ill-equipped to evaluate and challenge the information presented by CSIS. Charcoui's challenge to the certificates was abruptly thrown out by the Federal Court of Appeals last month. His is one of two cases that is likely to make it to the Supreme Court this year. John Norris is a lawyer representing three of the men being held. He points to a recent ruling as a hopeful sign that the Supreme Court will eventually disallow or revise the practice.
The court was very clear to send a signal that, yes, we need to be vigilant in the protection of national security, but that's not a trump card that can always be played, and that we have all other very deep and important legal traditions and legal values that also have to be upheld.
Neither CSIS nor Canada's Attorney General will comment on these cases, but in Parliament, the security certificates practice is defended by the government as a necessary evil. However, in response to complaints, the Attorney General said she is reviewing the practice. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Toronto.